This podcast was produced on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Wadawurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, past and present. Hey, this is a special snack edition of Ingredipedia for Easter, where we free ourselves from the shackles of talking about an ingredient and talk about a specific type of food, this time Easter eggs.
I feel so free.
I know. I'm liberated.
I feel unshackled.
So it's a quick one-fact battle. Let's romp. I want to talk about favourite nostalgic Easter eggs. What's yours?
My grandma always used to buy me the Humpty Dumpty egg that had Smarties in it.
That's well, a good one.
Off-brand Smarties.
Yeah.
Chocolate buttons.
Mine is the Daryl Lee Nougat egg. I talked about this a lot on the chocolate episode. I'm obsessed. For those who don't know, they're a chocolate egg packed to the brim with nougat. How should you say? Cheap nougat. It's very dense, wall-to-wall sugar. Bit of coconut in there for some texture and some flavour. Thicker bits of chocolate covering it at the sides. Thin on top.
Got a real dreamy look in your eyes, Em.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as I said in the chocolate episode, things have changed since I was a kid. There used to be like a little free little chick in a sunflower hat.
Yeah,
where's the... Then they took the hat.
Yep. And now there's no chick.
Now there's no chick.
And you know what? It's not even egg. It's like, it's flat at the
back. It's always been like this.
Oh, okay.
But it used to be wrapped in pink foil or blue foil, and now it's just wrapped in plastic. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. I'm sure it still tastes good. So, yes, this is my childhood egg. But basically no one I know, no child I know except my brother, shares this obsession.
Mm.
They're all into something else. Cadbury cream eggs.
Yeah. It's a true story.
What's your opinion on Cadbury cream eggs?
Well, I'm pro.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about it.
Are you talking about Cadbury cream eggs too?
I'm going to be talking about Cadbury cream eggs in just a moment.
Oh, man. That's weird that we both aligned on Cadbury cream. Anyway, this is just an aside. They never appealed to me as a child. Conceptually, they're very similar to the nougat, Daryl Lee nougat egg, because they've got the white and yellow inside, and they're both kind of like playing on being like a real egg.
Yep.
But I think it's the runniness of the fondant in the Cadbury cream egg that makes me feel gross. Like, you're not supposed to eat it when it's all runny if it's a real egg, and then why would you want to do that if it's chocolate? And then it's all very sweet, and I know this is pure sugar too, but it's just something about it. I don't know.
So it's a conceptual textural issue for you.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
But there's a lot of love for Cadbury cream eggs on the internet, and with extreme love comes hacks, and there's a lot of hacks you can do with Cadbury cream eggs. And the one that caught my eye in the past is a Cadbury cream egg toasty. But I don't want to do it with a cream egg, obviously. I want to do it with its neglected cousin, the nougat egg, because I think it deserves to be elevated to cream egg level. So the website I got this from, goodtoo.com, says, as the fondant warms, it becomes wonderfully sticky while the chocolate becomes soft and melts through any gaps in the bread, causing the best kind of overflow. We used a crusty white loaf cut into thick slices to give the cream egg toasty some structure and laid on plenty of creamy butter to get a golden crisp crunch on the outside, which works perfectly with the soft middle. So I don't have crusty bread. I have white bread.
Okay.
I think that'll be delicious though. And we have some butter and we have a nougat egg and we have a toasted sandwich press. So let's go.
Here's the question. Do you think the nougat, which has more mass, is going to actually melt with this one, or is it just going to be a big blob of nougat?
Yeah, I was thinking about perhaps the reason it works as a cream egg is because it's runny.
Yeah.
But I think it will still taste good. And I mean, I'm willing to give it a go. I feel like it needs its time to shine.
Okay.
And let me go and make it.
Okay.
Well, it seems to have worked quite well.
It's
very melty, very runny.
I doubted it and I was wrong. Yeah. Okay,
It's so good.
It's so sweet.
Well, I rate it. I rate the Krabby Kreme eggs poor neglected cousin in a toasty.
Yep, coming to an Easter bunny near you. Emily, you mentioned Cadbury cream egg in your fact. I too am going to talk about the Cadbury cream egg. I have one here. It is a very beloved, best-selling snack made by the good people of Cadbury in Australia and the UK. The US, slightly different, but let's talk about that. First, I want to play the ad that I grew up with. This is the New Zealand Cadbury cream egg ad, which I had no idea it was from New Zealand. They played it on TV here.
This little angel has a secret love.
Don't get caught.
Such a devious boy, heaven's above.
Don't get caught.
And she's simply can't resist.
The smooth shell of Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate and the irresistible creamy flowing yolk that will ultimately give them away.
Don't get caught with egg on your face. Can't resist them Cadbury cream eggs.
Don't get caught.
I didn't choose it for the ad, though. The ad was just something that was lurking in the back of my mind. That was from 1985. So, yeah, I was 7.
I remember it must have been played for a while.
I think they played it for a very long time. I mean, these eggs are sold basically from New Year's until just after Easter every year. They're the biggest selling thing. But the reason I wanted to do Cadbury cream egg is that I was like, oh, I want to talk about Cadbury cream egg because I remember there was a thing. A couple of years ago, there was a thing about them. So I'm going to do a search on the news, on the news blogs, and see if I can find it. And I tell you what, I didn't find one thing. I found about 12 things. So I'm going to do a little Cadbury cream egg roundup. Okay, I'm going to start in 2015. Where Cadbury products, this is from an article in Spoon University, back in 2015, Cadbury products, including the iconic cream egg, were banned from being imported into the United States. It all started when Hershey Chocolate Corporation filed a lawsuit alleging that Cadbury copied an already existing Hershey chocolate egg recipe of theirs. So there was a court injunction and Cadbury's were banned from the US. I'm like, maybe that was it. And then I was like, hang on, there was another story. Oh, that's right. Cadbury cream eggs have now been discontinued in the United States. They won the injunction, they went back on sale, and now, 7 years later, completely discontinued in the United States. I was like, maybe that's the story I was thinking of. And then I found a story from 2022 when Cadbury cream egg advertisement sparks outrage for its steamy kiss. Chocoholics have been left outraged by the TV advert, which was created to celebrate 50 years of the Easter favourite. Thousands have signed a petition calling for a Cadbury UK's cream egg advertisement to be banned, all because of a kiss. It was a same-sex kiss in an ad.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
All of the bigots came out, and 30,000 people signed a petition calling for the Advertising Standards Agency to withdraw the ad.
Oh my God.
Accusing Cadbury of causing gratuitous offence to members of the Christian community. Because, you know, eggs are so Christian. By choosing to feature a same-sex couple, Cadbury's are clearly hoping to cause controversy and escape criticism by claiming that any objection must be rooted in homophobia. But members of the LGBT community have also expressed their dislike of this campaign. The ridiculous petition reads. They're editorializing here, which I quite like. The ad was not banned, and Cadbury cream eggs keep selling. And I was like, was that the story? And then I found one from about a month ago that wasn't the story, but it's a really good one too. Man facing jail over the theft of almost 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs.
Oh, legend.
A chocolate thief is facing jail after admitting he stole almost 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs in a heist worth more than £31,000. Joby Poole, 32, dubbed the Easter Bunny by police. I like what they did there. Used a stolen lorry cab to make off with... This is such an English story. Stolen lorry cab to... I'm picturing him as Peter Rabbit at this point. Make off with chocolate after breaking into a Telford industrial unit with a metal grinder on Saturday. He's expected to be jailed for about 2 years next month. Okay, that's not funny.
How would you even fit all that in... Oh, I guess it's a lorry truck.
He took the whole lorry. Yeah, it's a tiny rabbit in a huge truck. Yeah, plenty of room for cream eggs. So I haven't seen any updates as to whether he has been... he will be sentenced at Shrewsbury Crown Court on 14th of March. We're recording this after the 14th of March. I'll follow up on that and see what happened there. But yeah, I don't think I found the story that I was looking for, but I found... like dozens. Yeah. There's others. There's like a whole investigation by the New York Times and Channel 4 about child labor practices and how, you know, and I think that's something to talk about before Easter is like look into where your chocolate comes from. Cadbury Cream Eggs a few years ago were thought to be using child labor. Not sure if that's still the case. There was that story. There was another story about legal hassles and how Hershey's has the license to Cadbury's, but the chocolate's not the same and English people can't stand the American chocolate, which is fair because American chocolate is bad. There's hundreds and hundreds of stories. So Cadbury Cream Egg, it's you're just going to eat one.
I can't have an Easter egg in my hand and not unwrap it.
It is the most newsed about Easter egg of all time.
It really is. And can we eat them now?
No. Okay, sure. Thanks for listening to our first ever snack episode. We'll be back with our regular programming next week. Catch you later.
Bye.